You know, it's been the outdoor show for a number of years. We've been on for 37 years. This is our final show. We're signing off. We're taking texts and calls about past shows, favorite episodes, guests, thanking my field reporters, our affiliate and flagship station, and many of our listeners like Roman, LT, Lafitte, Pinecone, Joe, Oz, Silver Hill Guy, of course, the Tomato Lady, the Old Dog, Redneck Sam, One Shock Mark, the Mobile Bay Beast, and of course, the Frog Lawyer and Jay Bull and Big Burr. And that song you heard was a creation of this man, a friend of mine, Reed Allaman, who wrote and produced the Don Dubuque theme song, and he also produced a song, the only song I've ever written. It's a parody on the song Kokomo called Coco Dree. And Reed joins us now. I got to visit with Reed earlier this week, and Reed, it was great seeing you, and thanks so much for producing that song that has brought this show into its second hour for a number of years now.
Yeah, good morning, Don. I'm glad. It was nice talking to you the other day as well. And I was trying to think, and I wanted to ask you, I wonder how long Don's been playing that song, because it's been a lot of years.
Well, whenever you produced it on that CD, that's when we picked it up and started playing.
I'm going to have to go back and look.
It's been many, many years, and people enjoy hearing it. And you are a very talented musician. And you moved off, though, to Colorado, but you bounced back and forth. Are you still in Louisiana, or are you back home yet?
I'm back in Colorado. I got back yesterday. But I bounce back and forth a lot, you know.
Yeah, you and I had some really good fishing trips, too, huh? Some speckled trout,
I remember,
we caught down there with Deadly Dudley, man. We had some good trips.
You took me on some great fishing trips, man, with Deadly Dudley, and I know maybe Captain Jack down in Delacroix, and I know we went to Coco Dree and
yeah,
a number of other places, but yeah, those were some good times, man. Good trip.
And you also wrote the Deadly Dudley song, which I haven't heard in a while. Yeah. I'm gonna see if it's still around here. I'm gonna get maybe a Coleman can look it up. Was it the title Deadly Dudley theme song, or what was the actual name?
I think it's just called Deadly Dudley.
Deadly Dudley, huh? Yeah, it was the one. You wrote it about him and his bass. Was he the most incredible fisherman you ever fished with? He was the most incredible guy I ever fished with. He just had that sense, you know?
He sure did, man. He had the right touch because he'd be reeling in about six to my one.
he would use that line on his finger to sense the bite. He didn't let the rod tip or the reel or anything. Boy, he had that line. When he felt that line move, he said, hook sets are free. I remember he always told me that.
Yeah, but you gave me the inspiration to write all those songs, man. You told me I ought to write a song about Dudley after we went fishing with him a bunch of times. And so I did. And I know you gave me the inspiration to write well, you took me on a trip to Delacroix, and it brought back so many memories from when I was in my teens going fishing in Delacroix. I wrote that Delacroix Highway song, you know.
Yeah, right.
So
and
you threw out a lot of bones for me.
Well, I'm glad that you produced them because I have no musical talent whatsoever. It's hard for me to even play the radio. But gladly, fortunately enough, I ran into you and we got together and fished and had good times and had your music playing doing these shows all these years. And I want to thank you for doing that. Your music has been a really important part of this program.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity and I appreciate you playing it for all these years. And we had a lot of good fishing trips together, no doubt, and hopefully we'll do some more.
Let's try to do it. Thanks, Reed. Again, I appreciate everything you did, my friend.
Don, thanks for everything you've been doing, man. You've helped the hunters and the fishermen over the years, and Saturdays won't be the same, man, but congratulations.
Yep, thank you so much. I was glad to do it. All right, we come back after this. We're going to chat with Mike Gallo and also Chef John Foltz. And while we honor some of our listeners like Roman, we already talked about Roman. How about Rutnut, Hookset, Pinball, Gator Boy, P-Money, Possum, and Summerdale Tony, all regular listeners of this program. We got lots more of them, and thank you for all the texts that are coming in with a lot of the congratulations and bringing up the memories. I really appreciate that. If we have time, I'll get to as many as I can. But when we come back after this, Mike Gallo, Born on the Bayou guy, next, right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network for the very last time.